Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We got our guest in for this hour, haven't we, Maggie?
It's the lovely Chris Kane from Sight for White. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon. Is it that time again?
It is that time again, yes, indeed. Normally we'd have Josie in as well, but she's got the dreaded COVID.
Oh.
So she's at home, she's sweltering it off, I suspect. Not fun time of year to have that.
It's doing the rounds again, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah. Mm. But anyway, besides that, you've got some stuff, the latest stuff from Sight for White, haven't you? What's going on over there?
What is happening?
Well, obviously, we are in the summer, and as the heat is proving, we are very much in the summer.
It's a bit hot, isn't
it? It's a bit hot, to say the least. But we are still planning things, doing things. The next thing we've got coming up, we've got our low... No, we haven't. That's further on. That's September. Oh, let's stay in July, shall we?
Yeah, that's a good idea. We haven't got a time-travelling system as yet.
No. The next thing we're involved with is we're going to be part of the Newport Carnival this year.
Oh, right.
What are you going to do?
We will... our minibus is going to be there. Mm-hmm. We are going to have members there, staff there. The staff are dressing as... I don't know if you've heard about our education programme. I think it's been mentioned in the past.
Yeah.
We have four characters for animals that feature in our education programme. We have an owl, we have a bat, we have a mole, and we have a sea eagle. So I'm going to be the mole.
Right.
Yes.
Let's hope it's not this hot.
I know, that's what I was just thinking.
So you're going to be wearing some kind of costume? So,
yeah, that will hopefully, I will resemble a mole.
Okay.
So we would be walking the 2 miles.
I presume you're talking about a mole that digs.
A mole that digs. Yeah. Yes, not one that sort of grasses on people. No.
Yes.
I was thinking of a completely different sort of mole again.
Right.
Anyway, but you're going to be dressed as a mole, walking 2 miles, and you're hoping it's a bit cooler.
Hoping it's cooler, yeah. So we would be there... we've got Susan, our volunteers manager. She's incredibly creative, so she's been making outfits and sort of different bits and pieces.
So there's no excuse, really. You can't get out of it, can you?
No, not really.
No.
It's going to be sewn into it.
Yeah.
I will be sewn into it, yeah.
You won't be out getting out of that.
So we'll be promoting our befriending service, our activities, mix and mingle, coffee mornings, talking news. So we will be having visual performances of the things that we do.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. As you walk along. And I believe it starts at 6 o'clock. So it's early evening. So hopefully it will be okay.
Well, I'm pleased you're going. Also pleased that carnivals are back in town, as it were, because we missed them for the last couple of years.
Yes, we have indeed.
So they'll be back in town and you'll be part of it.
Yes.
And I noticed, I saw it on social media today, some of your members were down the pub earlier on, the pub not far from
it.
Yes. I thought, this is a nice society. They go down the pub at lunchtime.
It's our lunch club once a month, so I think they're at the Eight Bells.
Yeah, they were at the Eight Bells, yeah.
So, yeah, they love that. It was part of what we used to call, we have strollers and striders. Striders is a very vigorous walking group.
Yeah.
Strollers was a very mild one.
Yeah.
But we found that the strollers tended to not really want to walk, but they did want to eat. So we cut out the walking bit and they just do the eating.
Sounds like my kind of walking group.
I like that.
Walking involved in this walking group. We just go to the pub and eat. I like that.
So today, I think about 20 of our members going.
Yeah.
So,
But it's good to socialise, isn't it? That's the thing.
It's great. They love it. And Susan always tries to find a suitable location.
Yeah.
So they're all very happy.
Excellent.
That's good.
Yeah.
So your society provides help for people who are sight impaired.
Yes, you do.
But it also provides help for people who are family members of sight impaired people as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're very flexible with what we do now. And also now we've got the sensory service with us.
Who
are called White Sense. Mm-hmm. So there's lots going on. So probably too much for me to go on into detail on this one, but I did want to sort of highlight a couple of things that we've got coming up.
Yeah, good.
So, question about the carnival thing.
Yes.
Do your characters have names?
Oh, yeah, now you're asking. Yes, they do. The
is it
mole,
Monty the Mole or something?
Mole is, strange enough, called Digger.
Right.
Right. He's Australian, is he?
It could be. Yeah. It could be. I'll let you know when I start practising.
Yeah.
We've got a sea eagle called Salty.
Mm-hmm.
The bat is called Bounce. And the owl is called Swoop. You see what we did there?
Yeah.
Very good.
So actually, we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
And also, because they're such a big part of our education programme now, Jasmine, she's our young person's manager.
Yeah.
She goes out and delivers this education programme, and she uses the four animals to help keep the interest of the
brilliant.
Children.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So you get dragged out in costume, do you?
No, not yet, but who knows, after the carnival, who knows what could happen.
I know.
Are you just going in for the Newport one?
Yeah, yeah, I hope so, yes.
Walking through Ventnor and some of those streets, that's going to be fun. If
yeah, that will be very testing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Really?
But yeah. Yeah, Newport, as we speak, that's the only
fair
one.
Enough.
That's okay, fairly flat, isn't it?
What else yes. you got coming up, Chris? Anything in particular?
Yeah, we've also got, in September, we've got our Low Vision Open Day, which we did one last September. Huge success. I will tell you where it is for any members or yep. people with a visual impairment are yep. listening. It's at the Newport Scout Group, the Wendis Hall,
yep.
which is Woodbine Close in Newport.
Yep.
So that's Saturday the 10th of September, 11 till 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
So, you know, we as a charity, we offer support through your entire low vision journey. For
brilliant.
Those listening, from diagnosis to reaching a level of independence that you as an individual wish to.
Yeah.
So we will have some of our suppliers, such as we've got Macular Society there, Optilec, RNIB, Vision Aid, Dolphin, to name but a few.
Well, brilliant. It's a Saturday, you say? A Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
Well, I might send a couple of our youngsters over to do some interviews in that Saturday.
Oh, please do. Yeah, yeah, please do.
It's not far, is it, from here?
It's not far from here at all. And there's parking as well. So, yeah, again, that's going to be really busy.
And when they finish with that, they can come and join our variety night.
Yes,
it's the same night as Strings.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, because I want to come along to that, don't
yes.
I?
Yes. Yes, you do.
I do.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Strings, yes. So... that's good. So there's lots coming up. How can people find out more, Chris?
Oh, all they need to do is really pick up the phone, give us a call on 5-2205, or they can go to our website, which is sightforwhite.org.uk.
Excellent.
Brilliant. So
check them out. Always very helpful people at Sight for Wight, I've always found. Yeah, if you actually want to visit it, don't go in. If you don't know where it is, you're going to take a little while to find it.
Yeah.
It's hidden up a little side road.
It is. You need to come along Castle Road.
Yes. Yeah, even though it says it's Cane Carriers, probably.
And,
even though
it, and yeah. don't go too fast.
No.
Because you'll miss it.
Yes.
No, you will indeed.
But it's a lovely old building. It's a fantastic
it's
old building.
Beautiful
that. And,
building.
Yeah, it is.
It's,
yeah,
it's got a lot of facilities there, and they'll help you out as best they can.
Good.
Thank you, Chris. We will no doubt have some more from you next month. Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.